Hello, 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 hello.
Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. My name is Ricardo Cordu, and I want to welcome to the Rise and Pray prayer call, where we are expecting a mighty move from God. Today, we're actually going to talk about the second tool, which is in the book of Rise and Pray. If you haven't got your copy yet, please go to ricardocordu.com and get your copy before January 1st. We're going to do a 21-day prayer challenge together that you can follow me on YouTube and actually watch as we go through the 21 days straight on the New Rise and Pray book. But today we're going to talk about, actually, we talked last week about seclusion, which is tool number one. And we talked about how getting into a quiet place and where you'll be able to speak freely and really hear the things of God, but also for you to be able to be authentic in prayer. This week we're actually going to talk about the second tool in the book, which is called clapping of your hands. And I'm going to read a couple scriptures today, and then we're going to get into some prayer. But we actually have, I'm going to start off by saying we're going to actually be reading from Acts. And the scripture from Acts is going to be Acts chapter 13, verse 51. And we're going to read that in a second. And basically, what this scripture is kind of the basis of why clapping is an important part of prayer time when it comes to becoming a prayer warrior. And basically how it reads is it says, but the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust off their feet against them, and came unto Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Now the key verse is saying, but they shook off the dust of their feet against them. And it's several times in the Bible where you actually see that. You'll see that in Matthew, you'll see that in Luke, where Jesus told them to the disciples that if the people don't receive them, you know, wipe off the dust off their feet and go into the next house. And I kind of got a revelation while I was going through that today. And how many people are holding on to dust or dirt, or, you know, I tell people, like, don't hold on to your past, your disappointments, the things that you did wrong in life. You can't free yourself. You can't truly step into the things of God until you truly forgive yourself and wipe off that dust off of you, or in other words, clapping off that dust off of you. And what I said about day two when it comes to clapping, while you're praying, clap your hands together sparingly yet powerfully. And so the scripture we did in the book is Ezekiel 21:14-17. What it says: so then, son of man, prophesy and strike your hands together. Let the sword strike twice, even three times. It is a sword for slaughter, a sword for great slaughter, closing in on them from every side, so that hearts may melt with fear, and the fallen by many. I have stationed the sword for slaughter at all their gates. Look, it is forged to strike like lightning. It is grasped for slaughter. Slash to the right your sword, then to the left. Wherever your blade is turned, I too will strike my hands together, and my wrath will subdue. I, the Lord, have spoken. And that's a powerful scripture, and the reason why is because as you're clapping your hands, it's actually a sword in the spirit. And so whatever you're talking about, so as you're clapping your hands, you send swords to cut off your enemies. You know, if you're dealing with poverty, if you're dealing with sickness or diseases, if you're dealing with when it comes to your family members, if you're not getting along, that spirit of anger, that spirit of unlawlessness, all the different things that you are battling throughout your day, maybe a spirit of fear, you can send forth as you're clapping your hands. You actually can go forth and send forth the swords, and God will go with you and cut that strength off, that stronghold off of your life. And as we go into prayer, you're going to hear me clapping, but you're going to hear me declaring, you're going to hear me saying some things. And as you're praying, you should be knowing that things that you're cutting off are things that are going to set you free in your life. So all that heavy dust that's on you, whether it's depression, whether it's sickness or diseases, where it's lack, where it's disappointments, or if it's relationships, whatever it is, you can clap your hands and God will come in and he will strike. He will strike the enemy. He will strike the the devices of the enemy. He will make sure that you are free from it to this day. So everybody who actually hears this call, I speak a time period of freedom in your life right now as I go into prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Father God, of how powerful your word is, Lord. We talk about praying, Lord Father God, and clapping our hands together, Lord Father God, that it turns to swords in the spirit, Lord. Lord Father, as I begin to clap my hands, Lord Father God, Lord, I send forth, Lord Father God, you're the God of peace, the God of love, Lord, for people who are actually listening to the call right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Father God, as I clap my hands, Lord Father God, I send forth the sword, Lord Father God, to any sickness or diseases, Lord, I may it be cut off right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Any spirit of depression, may it be cut off right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, any spirit of anger, Lord Father, may it be cut off right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of poverty, cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, I send forth the sword, Lord Father God. Stop any sickness or disease to come nigh me, Lord Father God. Lord Father, it will not come nigh right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Over the people's life, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of fear, Lord Father God, I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of self-sabotage, I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of heaviness, Lord, I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Father God, as I clap my hands, Lord Father God, oh, I deploy the sword, Lord Father God, to cut off my enemy, Lord Father God, any Goliath. Any lion or bear, Lord Father God, come against it right now in the name of Jesus over the people's lives, Lord Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Father God, for your fire, Lord Father, to come forth, Lord. Lord Father, as we speak, Lord Father God, we send forth the sword, Lord Father God, to cut off, Lord Father, every satanic curse, Lord Father God, every satanic altar that's assigned to us, Lord, every witch, every warlock, Lord Father, we cut them off right now in the name of Jesus. Every power that they have over us, Lord, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word said, Lord Father, we are, Lord Father God, above, Lord Father, all things, Lord Father. We are higher than principalities and powers, Lord. Like you said, Lord Father God, Lord, in your word, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for all that you're doing, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father God, for your peace, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father God, for your strength, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, for your love, Lord, your word, Lord Father God. Lord Father, as we clap our hands, Lord Father, we send forth the swords to destroy the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord Father God, for your love, Lord, your power, Lord Father God, your strength, Lord, your joy, Lord Father God, your elegance, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord Father God, for a season of freedom. Lord Father, we may hear from you even more, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord Father God, for just, Lord Father, your grace, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, may your grace, Lord, operate through our lives, Lord Father God. A new zeal for you, a new strength for you, Lord Father God. A new giant, Lord Father God, of love in you, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord Father, any giant, Lord Father God, Lord Father, anything, Lord Father God, that's crooked, Lord, in darkness, Lord, that's a sign, Lord Father, that's holding us back, Lord, we cut it off right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord Father God, for your strength, Lord Father, your strength, Lord. Lord Father God, you're the God of peace, Lord. You're the God of love, Lord. You're the God of excellence, Lord Father God. May you, Lord, operate through our lives even more, Lord Father God. Lord Father, may we be the epistle of you, Lord Father God. May we become kings and queens, Lord, in the heavens and the earth, Lord Father God. Decree and declare, Lord Father God,
that we break through, Lord Father God,
every setback, every delay, Lord Father. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God.
That we operate in unlimited
accomplishments, Lord. Unlimited overflow, Lord Father. Unlimited strength, Lord Father. All that we do, Lord Father God. Oh, may we be the representatives of you, Lord Father. We are the God in the earth, Lord Father God. Lord Father, that we operate your word, Lord Father, is truth to us, Lord. Lord Father, your word becomes truth, Lord Father God. It turns into light, Lord Father. May your light shine through us, Lord Father God. Lord Father, make us bold for souls, Lord Father God. Lord Father, you said wise men win souls, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord. I speak wisdom, Lord Father. Lord, people will listen to this call, Lord Father God. I speak wisdom into their lives, Lord. I speak love into their life, Lord. I speak a spirit of, Lord Father God, of godliness into their lives right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I speak witty inventions and ideas, Lord Father, so they may set, Lord Father God, the captives free, Lord Father. They may be able to be owners, Lord Father God, businesses, Lord Father God, to give jobs to people, Lord Father God.
Lord Father, they may move up in their businesses, Lord Father, in their jobs, Lord Father God,
so they can have, Lord Father, a mouthpiece of you, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of influence in their lives, Lord. Lord Father, may influence, Lord Father God, the people that are around, Lord Father God, for the better, Lord Father God. Lord Father, may they bring a spirit of confidence, Lord, a spirit of strength, Lord Father God, a spirit of love, Lord Father God, a spirit of compassion, Lord Father God, Lord, a spirit of honor, Lord Father, integrity, Lord Father God, heighten their integrity, Lord Father God, hearten, Lord Father God, make them bold, Lord Father, all that they do, Lord Father God, give them a voice, Lord Father God, let them see darkness, Lord Father God, give them, Lord Father God, the sight, Lord, to see through, Lord, all the wicked ways of the enemy, Lord Father God, Lord Father God, I break off, Lord Father, I cut off, Lord Father, anything over the ears, Lord Father, I hear you, Lord Father, I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Father, anything over the eyes, Lord Father, that's blinding them, Lord Father, I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Any sickness or aches or pains, Lord Father God, that's in their bodies right now, Lord Father, I cut it off right now in the name of Jesus, so they may operate, Lord, in the fullness of them, Lord Father, in the fullness of you, Lord Father God. Lord Father, I speak length of days and long life, Lord Father, over lives, Lord Father God. Lord, I speak new visions, new dreams, Lord Father God. May you spark, Lord Father God, new fire in them, Lord, a new strength, a new love, Lord Father, a new guidance, Lord Father, in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, the spirit of heaviness, any dust on their bodies, Lord Father God. Lord, any dust in their businesses, their work, their relationships, Lord Father God. Lord Father, we strike our hands together, Lord. May that dust fall off us, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, that we are brand new, Lord Father God. All things are past and all things are brand new, Lord Father, and you, Lord Father God. Lord, I speak these things over the people's lives, Lord Father God. Lord Father, we are victorious people. We are winners. We are champions, Lord Father God. We live the unlimited lifestyle, Lord Father God, in you, Lord Father God. Lord Father, we have what we say, Lord Father God. Lord Father, I speak to our faith. I speak to the faith of the people, Lord Father God. They build their faith, Lord. I pray for their faith, Lord Father God. May they move mountains every single day, man. Lord Father, may they walk on water every single day, Lord Father God. Lord Father, may they become a champion, Lord. Fight a winner, Lord Father God. Lord Father, a winner in you, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord Father God, for the champions, Lord Father, that we have on this line tonight, Lord Father God. Lord, this morning, Lord Father God, I just thank you for these people, Lord Father God, that looking for, Lord Father God, for the spark and the fire, Lord, and family and our households, Lord, that will never be the same, Lord Father God. But I can't wait, Lord Father God, can't wait to hear the testimonies and the movement of you, Lord Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for joining me on the call, on the Rise Up and Pray call. You actually hear from me next Tuesday, same time at 11:30 p.m. And please go to www.ricardocordu. And if you haven't signed up for the email list where we can actually get you the number to the call, also I want you to be able to get my email address so you can email me if you have any questions or any problems. My email is actually www.ricardocordu@gmail.com. You can email me anytime if you have any testimonies or if you have any questions. Please give me a call or please email me and I will get back with you as soon as possible. Also, on Facebook, if you go to the Rise Up and Pray, there's a Rise Up and Pray fan page. Please join the prayer page so we can keep in contact. I'll post some things up there so y'all can see it every day. And also follow me on YouTube, and it's my name, Ricardo Cordu, as we get ready for the 21-day challenge. Get your family members involved. Get your friends involved. And if you have a church or a family that you want to do more than 5 or 10 books, please email me at the email I gave you at ricardocordu@gmail.com. Please email me, and I can ship out in bulk for you so it won't be as much. But I appreciate you so much for being on the call. And like I have to live like in all my calls, my presentations, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, that your days are as sweet as honey, and your life bring you much joy and much laughter. Remember, life is love, and love is life. My name is Ricardo Cordu. Thank you so much for joining the Rise Up and Pray prayer call. Hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.